أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. Moving on to Surah Taha, which is also a Meccan surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the surah with the word Taha. Ta and Ha. We have spoken of the disjointed letters. And here you have two of them. Ta and Ha, similar to Ya, Seen. There are certain aspects related to this chapter of the Quran. Firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had recited Surah Taha and Surah Yasin 2,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. These two surahs were recited by Allah Himself. And upon their recitation, the angels were so amazed at these surahs of the Quran that they made dua for those who memorize the Quran, those who recite it, and those who ponder over the meanings of the Quran. Some scholars are of the opinion that Taha and Yasin are names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the preferred view and the view of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the view of the majority of the scholars, that the meanings of these letters are known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another significant aspect of this surah is that it was the surah that led to the Islam of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. The famous incident of Umar, he left his home with his sword, determined to murder and kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know what happened. He ended up at his sister's home, who had embraced Islam. And when he came there, they were reciting Quran at the time. And he heard this recitation. And he came in, he was violent, he assaulted his sister to the point where blood started flowing down from her face. And when he saw this, he felt pity for her. And then he asked her to show him what it was that she was reciting. And she instructed him to first perform wudu. After performing wudu, she presented certain pages or whatever the Quran was written on to him. And it was this very same surah that was given to him to recite. And he began its recitation until he reached a certain point where he was so overwhelmed by the message of the surah and the Quran that he embraced Islam. He decided to embrace Islam. So that is the power of the surah, the power of every ayah of the Quran, if its meaning is contemplated over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Quran litashqa. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not revealed the Quran to you so that you may face suffering, so that you may suffer, so that you may encounter difficulty. That is not why we have revealed the Quran to you. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There are a few reasons. The first reason that is given is, initially when the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the entire night in prayer reciting the Quran, due to which his feet would swell up. His feet would become swollen. And then the entire day, he would spend it to promote the message of Quran, so that the Quran can reach the infidels and through which they may come into the fold of Islam. So this was taking a lot of strain on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised him not to do so, not to wear himself out totally. And that is when Rasulullah then developed a routine where he would sleep for a certain portion of the night and spend the latter part of the night in salah reciting the Quran. The second reason is when the mushrikeen and the polytheists, they saw the adjustments that Sahaba had made to their lives, because of course, as non-Muslims and disbelievers, they were living a rather carefree life. There was no law and there was no Sharia to govern their lives. But when the Quran was revealed, now they had to lead a routine life. They had to lead a disciplined life. Now there were rules and laws. And when the mushrikeen saw this, and they saw the adjustments that Sahaba had to make to their lives, they said, what a difficult religion. This Quran has been revealed to you to put you into difficulty. And many people, when they want to embrace Islam, this is the aspect that holds them back. They are not willing to make adjustments to the type of food that they eat. They are not willing to make adjustments to the type of clothes that they wear. They are not willing to make these adjustments to their lives, and as a result, they do not accept Islam because they find difficulty therein. So they would mock the Sahaba, and the mushrikeen would taunt to them, saying to them that this Quran has only put you into suffering and into difficulty. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have not revealed the Quran to you so that you may face suffering. Illa tazkira. We have sent it as a reminder. It is only a reminder. Fahu liman yakhsha, for the one who fears. For the one who has the fear of Allah. For the one who fears the consequences of his deeds. For the one who fears what awaits him after his demise. Tanzeelan mimman khalaqa al-ard was-samawat al-ula. It is a revelation. It has been revealed from the one who has created the earth and the heavens, the high heavens, Ar-Rahman. He is Ar-Rahman. He is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Ala al-arsh istawa, who has assumed the throne. Lahu ma fi samawat wa ma fi al-ard. To him, that is to Allah, belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, whatever is between them two, وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى, and whatever is between the soil, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you تَجْهَرْ, you make a statement loudly, تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ, if you pronounce loudly what it is that you wish to say, فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ سِرُّ أَخْفَى, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows even the secrets and what is more hidden than that. So one is jahr, which can be heard, which is audible, which is pronounced. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he knows of it. And then he knows, the next is called sir. Sir is a secret that has settled within the heart, something you keep within the heart, whether it is bitterness, whether it is love, whether it is compassion, whatever it may be, a secret that is contained within the chest, a sir, wa akhfa, and something that is even more hidden than a sir. What is that? Even that thought that passes your mind, subhanAllah. There's nothing hidden from Allah. When it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, there isn't anything like hidden and apparent. That which is secret and that which is open. Everything is open. Your chest, your thoughts, your intentions, all of that is an open book before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he knows the secret, and he even knows what is more hidden than the secret that you keep within your heart. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Allah is the one. There is no ilah beside him. Lahul asma al-husna. To Allah alone belongs the beautiful names. May Allah grant us the understanding.